This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
We check in on an effort to transform one struggling school in Milwaukee. In the past, the Carver Academy of Math and Science in the Brewers Hill neighborhood has had a rough time with high suspension rates, low attendance, and the achievement gap. But a collaboration between five groups is working to turn the public school around by changing the culture and working hard to get kids excited about learning.
Jabril Farage joins us now to talk about the changes at Carver Academy. He's a journalist who wrote about the school for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. Jabril, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, what kinds of things has the Carver Academy struggled with in the past?
Well, like you guys mentioned, they've had very high suspension rates, low attendance, and you know, it's been tough there academically for the students.
Now, at one point, it sounds like there was talk of turning the school over to expand it into a successful Montessori program instead. What happened at that point?
Well, MPS board member Terry Falk actually wrote a piece for Milwaukee Magazine in 2011, I believe, titled Why Carver Academy Matters. And it talks about a lot of those issues, and it was actually linked to through my piece. But there was a lot of back and forth. It was going to be closed at one point, then it was going to become a charter school, and then it was decided that it would be reopened or would stay as a traditional MPS school.
Now, ultimately, a new collaboration came together to try and turn Carver around. Tell us about which groups came together to unite their energies and how that whole synergy happened.
Yeah, it's MPS, obviously, the Northwestern Mutual Foundation, which is funding this collaboration. Teach for America Milwaukee, a upper level coaching nonprofit called Schools That Can Milwaukee, and City Year, which kind of works on a classroom level to provide support for teachers and support for students as well.
Now, had that kind of thing ever been tried before?
They'd all been working in MPS schools, sometimes together, but that is what really sets this collaboration apart. It's that shared vision. They kind of, after that first year, realized that some of the things that they were doing weren't working as well as they could have been. And it was at that point that they decided we really need to take this from us all being in this school to us all working together in order to achieve what we're looking to achieve. And, you know, there really is a lot at stake.
And as they sat down to chart that course, what were the agreed upon goals?
Essentially, they're measuring improvement there through the MAP scores. These are tests that are taken in the fall, in the winter, and in the spring of each school year. And they say this is a pretty objective measure of whether this school is improving. Now, that, you know, that just applies to academics, and there's not necessarily any direct observation being done of the student body. They are looking at how this collaboration is working together, but they're really focusing on that academic piece.
We're talking to Jabril Farage right now about his piece looking at the effort to transform the Carver Academy, one of Milwaukee's struggling public schools, and that transformation in the works right now. Now, as I understand it, there was a big culture shift that happened after this collaboration. It takes time to change things as large as a school culture, but what was the staff there trying to do as it changed the way the school felt and functioned?
Well, you know, even in the first year of the collaboration, and again, Carver's history really comes into this because there had been a lot of student turnover, and when you're talking about the environment there, it was loud. There were fights. It wasn't a place that, you know, the staff said was conducive to learning. So essentially they were looking at a few markers in terms of changing what was going on there. Really, one of their big goals is improving attendance, because they say, you know, we can't do anything if we don't have our students there. Like I said, one of their big challenges had been suspensions. About 50% of the student population in any given year had been suspended at least once. That's much higher than the MPS average, and something that they've said is something that they really need to look at alternatives to. So instead of suspending a child right off the bat, now obviously if something unhealthy is going on, if the environment is unsafe, they said there's nothing we can do about that. We have to suspend kids. But again, they want those kids to be there. So they really said that they are trying to pursue alternatives to that. They've also instituted what they've called contained classrooms. So all of the students receive their instruction in one classroom throughout the entire day. And their hallway movement is something that they also noted. So the students are walking on lines that are taped on the floor, essentially. And the expectation is that they're quiet while they are in that environment.
Now, what grades is the Carver Academy responsible for?
It's a K through 8 school.
K through 8. And so one striking thing that happened, sounds like after that first year of this collaboration, is that a lot of the teachers left, a huge number of staff left, and those positions were filled by new teachers. How is the school processing that change?
Well, it seems like they're really looking for some younger staff. You know, I wasn't able to actually figure out, you know, all of what went on in that exodus, but they brought in a number of first year teachers after that happened. Half of those were teachers from Teach for America, you know, very invested, if somewhat inexperienced. I talked with one of the teachers who was a second-year Teach for America teacher and had some trouble in her classroom in terms of disruption and things along those lines. And their culture person, who is one of the administrative staff, this is also, you know, one of her first positions in that way, but they do seem invested in what's going on there, and they really talked about developing relationships. That was kind of what you know, this teacher who had trouble in the classroom talked about. Once I showed the students that I was invested in them, all that stuff kind of really started to come along.
So you've got this culture shift happening. So then I guess the big question is it working? Are suspensions going down? Are there more kids staying in school and not missing? And is the needle moving on the achievement cap? What do we know so far?
Well, I think that's really harder to say. A lot of the data just isn't there yet. You know, DPI, the Department for Public Instruction in Wisconsin, publishes all that data, but we typically don't get to see that till a little bit down the line. Actually, the suspension data hasn't yet come out for the last 2 years. So, you know, I really got into this story because I wanted to take that deeper look. And I think at this point, it's still hard for us to say, you know, where this collaboration is going. We really have yet to see that hard data. Now, on the MAP scores, which, again, like I said, they are using as a primary measure of whether this is working, there has been some significant improvement over the 2014-2015 year. Again, we didn't get to see those scores for the spring of 2015, but there were some gains at the beginning of the year. The unfortunate thing about that is that it really only brought us back to the levels of about the beginning of 2011 there, and some of the problem has been really inconsistency in terms of not maintaining the gains throughout the school year. You know, during the summers, these kids are going back to environments that are potentially, you know, very challenging. 95% of the student body is economically disadvantaged. And that was a lot of what played into what they were talking about at this school, and you know, it's a really difficult transition to make.
Jabril, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you.
Jabril Faraj joined us there to talk about an effort underway to transform the Carver Academy, one of Milwaukee's public schools. He wrote about that school for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.